Chapter 8. The Increase of Big Brother Information Gathering. The sixth way that modern technology reveals that we're really living in the last days is by the increase of electronic monitoring. Of course, now we're talking about the Big Brother society and the global technology needed for the Antichrist and the false prophet to literally micromanage the whole planet. Because that's another thing they do in the seven-year tribulation. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
Revelation 13:11-17. Then I saw another beast coming out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. And he performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men. Because of the signs he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name.
Now, as we saw before in this text, we saw how the Bible clearly says that the false prophet in the last days is not only going to dupe the whole world into worshipping the Antichrist, but he's what? He's going to make them, he's going to order them, he's going to cause them, he's going to force them to do whatever in the world he says to do, otherwise they will what? They will die, right? Now again, focus on the words there, make order, cause and force. This implies that we have some serious global enforcement going on here. Because again, that's the context. It's global. He forces the whole planet to do whatever in the world he wants them to do, or they're going to die. But hey, good thing we see no signs of anybody having the technology to monitor everything we do on the planet all at the same time. How about you? Yeah, right. It's already here. They're already monitoring our every move. What we do, where we go, and what we think. The first type of Big Brother surveillance system they've already put into place is in the information system. You see, whether you realize it or not, there is already in place a massive number of databases to identify who you are and literally everything about you. In fact, they're so big they're called mega databases. Let me give you just one example. A company in the US is called Axiom and it operates one of the world's largest databases on 95% of all American households.
CNN Money reports. They've been called the Cyber Rosie. Largely unknown companies that buy and sell personal information on virtually everyone in the country. Data marketing is now a $300 billion industry. Don Jackson, security researcher. They know more about us than we know about ourselves, and they can actually predict what we will do in the future with a high rate of accuracy. CNN Money reports. There are hundreds of data brokering companies in the US and one of them is Axiom in Little Rock, Arkansas. In case you missed it, this company reported its sales last year of more than $1 billion. This is the first TV interview Axiom's chief executive has ever granted. Chief Executive. So we collect data and we use that data about people to give them more relevant advertising and help businesses make better decisions about marketing to those people. CNN Money. The raw data about individual people is run through complex algorithms, tracking purchasing, lifestyle patterns, then you are grouped into a life stage cluster. There are about 70 different groupings with names like Savvy Singles and Apple Pie Families. It's all perfectly legal, but pinpointing how it is all done and what they have isn't easy. CNN Money. Do they know the numbers to my bank account? Chief Executive. Well, let me tell you what I know. Laugh, we collect things like contact information, demographics, and your preferences on things.
First of all, notice how he laughed about whether or not they had our bank account information. Now let me share with you just some of those personal preferences he was talking about. Right now, 24 hours a day, they are gathering and storing information on us from credit card transactions, magazine subscriptions, telephone numbers, real estate records, car registrations, fishing licenses, you name it. And because of all this information, they can provide a full profile on each one of us, right down to whether we own a dog or cat, enjoy camping or gourmet cooking, read the Bible or other books, what our occupation is, what car we drive, what videos we watch, how much gas and food we buy, and even where our favorite vacation spots are. And that was just one of what? Hundreds of these kinds of companies making billions of dollars tracking our every move. And did you catch that phrase? They know so much about us that they can even predict what we'll do in the future with a high degree of accuracy. You know, like worship the Antichrist. And this is all legal? In fact, it's estimated that, right now, each adult in the developed world is already located, on average, in 300 different databases with an average of 1,500 data points on you. That's a huge file. In other words, Big Brother is already here, even in the US for the first time in mankind's history, to do what the Antichrist and the false prophet need to do in the 7-year tribulation, micromanage the whole planet. And so, the question is, good thing they're the only ones doing this. Yeah, right. Believe it or not, even the US government has massive databases on us. Under the guise of national security and terrorist threats, thank you 9/11, the government now has full authority to monitor and intercept all this information, collect it, store it and analyze it. Including our cell phone conversations, emails, faxes, TV viewing, you name it, it's all being monitored right now as we sit here. And one such government institution that collects and stores all this information is called the NSA, or the National Security Agency, which is the U.S. intelligence agency that is responsible for the global monitoring, collection, and decoding of information and data for foreign intelligence. Now, the problem is, it's not just for foreign intelligence, it's being used on even you and I here in the United States of America. Here's just one of their databases. The Utah Data Center.
CCTV News reports. The biggest U.S. Department of Defense construction project isn't an aircraft carrier or a U.S. missile site. It's a massive data storage facility in Utah. What will be stored there is raising some serious questions. CCTV's Jim Spillman has that story.
In a field in Utah, about a half hour south of Salt Lake City, a massive construction project is wrapping up. When it is completed in a few months, it will be the world's largest repository of digital information. The owners, the U.S. National Security Agency, the NSA. James Bamford has been writing about the NSA for more than 30 years.
All the information will be stored there, and then people like NSA headquarters or their listening posts from around the world will be able to dip into it.
It's called the Utah Data Center. Sprawled over 450,000 square meters with its own power plant, water pumping station to cool the servers, and intense security. It's a key part of the NSA strategy. Gather as much information as possible, from as many sources as possible, and use it to stop terrorist attacks and create strategic advantages over rival countries.
What this is really about is the ability to take a lot of data and learn things that you otherwise can't. So, to do that you need to throw mountains of information at very powerful computers.
Where the data is coming from is what is concerning privacy advocates. So, if I make a phone call or send a text message, do a Google search on my phone, that information could end up at that data center in Utah?
Oh, definitely. Any kind of communication.
The NSA is one of the most secretive agencies in the US government with little oversight from Congress. Even its budget is not publicly released. So what data is stored here and where it came from will likely never be known. But there is no sign that any intelligence agency or the NSA in other countries are slowing down this hunt for data and information. Is this an arms race for data?
Yes, it's very much an arms race for data.
And this data center in Utah is soon to be the United States' biggest weapon in its information arsenal.
And the NSA won't say how much the Utah Mega Center will be able to hold, but experts say it will be a yottabyte. To put that into perspective, an iPhone can hold 16 gigabits, the NSA's new facility will be able to hold the same amount as 64 trillion iPhones. Laid end to end, that number could stretch to the moon and back over 10,000 times.
Whoa. And that's just one. And did you catch the US isn't the only one doing this? It's a global arms race for data. A bunch of other countries are doing this around the world. And gee, I wonder why? Maybe somebody's building the infrastructure needed to micromanage the whole planet in real time during some horrible time frame. I wonder who that might be? It rhymes with the Antichrist. This is not make-believe, it's not a conspiracy theory, it's really going on. They're monitoring all of our information on a global basis, even here in the US, even the news is reporting on it. But we're all distracted, wondering how the economy's doing, who's going to win that game, and that's right, did you see on social media that sandwich somebody posted or that cat playing piano again on YouTube? Yet the point is, once the Antichrist rises to power in the 7-year tribulation, the technology is already here to turn this planet into one big giant global Big Brother society just like that. He can micromanage the planet now. But apparently, that's not enough, they want even more information just to make sure. And with recent technology birthed in our lifetime, they've tricked us into giving it to them voluntarily. How? Not only through the loyalty cards, but also through credit cards, ATM cards, credit rating agencies, search engines, and even social media. You see, we just thought it was about fun and entertainment, and staying in touch with each other. It's all about gathering an unbelievable amount of information on us. More than you could ever dream of. Social media, like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it, builds massive amounts of database information on us, from all of our photos, our friends, our communications, our contacts, everything you can think of, we give it up for free. And because of that, they know everything about us, who we are, where we are, what we're doing, who we're hanging out with at any given moment, building huge massive data profiles on us down to the intimate detail. Here's just a teaser of what they're getting from us.
What does Facebook know about you? Facebook can take all the data you submit and combine it with other users and outside information to construct a profile of you. Facebook uses nearly 100 different data points to classify your interests and activities. This would include basic stuff like your age and gender, but also more complicated, like whether you own a motorcycle, or you recently went on vacation, or if you're a gadget geek. Researchers have found that by using signals like your likes and interactions, Facebook can tell if you are in a relationship or going through a breakup. Where you go. Facebook doesn't just know who you are, it knows where you are. If you have location tracking turned on, Facebook collects enormous data about where you are going, where you came from, where you live, where you work, restaurants and businesses, and they use this information to target ads to you. The location data can reveal other people who live in your house, even if you're not connected to them on Facebook. What you buy. Now, obviously, Facebook knows its users by when they click on ads on Facebook, but what most people don't realize is that they have ways of knowing your offline purchases as well. For many years, Facebook has had partnerships with data brokers that collect information about people's purchases. So, for an example, if you buy a burrito with your credit card, Facebook could know about that transaction, match it with the credit card you added for Facebook or Facebook Messenger, and start showing you ads for indigestion medicines. Who do you know? One of the most controversial parts of Facebook data collection is a feature called People You May Know, and this is where Facebook uses many different signals of what it knows about you to determine who else you may be connected to. This is not always things that you may share with Facebook. It might be contacts in your phone. It might be people that have been in the same room as you. Facebook was using location data to recommend friends. So, it might be recommending people that you shared a doctor with you or work in the same building. What you do. Facebook can also compile data about your political activity, like protests or marches you go to. In one case in 2016, the ACLU found that 500 police organizations had signed up for a service called Geopedia, which takes data from Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to help officers look for users who may be in a specific location or attending a specific protest. Your future. Facebook doesn't just know who you are, where you are, and what you buy, it figures out what you might do in the future to predict life outcomes. Like if you will become addicted to substances or if you will change political parties, whether you are physically healthy or physically unhealthy.
And of course, whether or not you'll physically worship the Antichrist. Is this crazy or what? And you wonder why I call Facebook, Tracebook? And we voluntarily give it to them. Talk about slick. No wonder the devil's called cunning. But you might be thinking, well, hey, that's precisely why I will never get a social media account. They can't get me. Really? It's already come out that Facebook has figured out a way to track you even if you don't have a Facebook account.
RT News reports. What is Facebook up to and why does it even affect people? Web developers expert Sander Venema joins me via Skype from the Netherlands. Sander, welcome back from going underground. So, what effect has Facebook done to trample on your European privacy laws?
Sander Venema, founder, Asteroid Interactive.
Well, there was a report that was published by the Belgian Privacy Commission about Facebook's tracking behavior, and more specifically the social plugins that they use. These are the like buttons and share buttons that see millions of sites across the internet, and these are loaded in from Facebook's domain that basically places a cookie. Facebook places a cookie on your computer whenever those buttons are loaded in.
So if you press like or one of the like buttons, which doesn't even have to be on your Facebook site, it can be anywhere. It could be asking your ideology or your political persuasion, it all gets stored on your computer, and this is what the European regulators are worried about.
Actually, before you click like, before the button is loaded in. You open a website, the like button is loaded in, before you even click on it the information goes to Facebook. Then Facebook places a uniquely identifying cookie on your computer, which they subsequently use on all of their other sites with Facebook like buttons to map the sites that you visit.
So now I don't even have to have a Facebook account, I just have to run across any webpage that has a Facebook-like button on it, which is basically everywhere, and I don't even have to click on it. Just being on a page with it, they're tracking me. So much for being anonymous. And whether you realize it or not, here's my point. I believe all this social media technology is what the Antichrist and the false prophet need to fulfill what they do in the 7-year tribulation. And the first way it does that is it prevents you from running and hiding.
Revelation 13:15. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed.
So again, here we see the penalty for the people who choose not to worship the Antichrist in the 7-year tribulation, and notice what it was. You're going to die, right? Says it right there, plain as day. But my question is, well, how in the world are you going to find these people? I mean, we're talking on a global basis here. You know they're going to run and hide, so how do you find them anywhere on the planet? Can you say Facebook? They're not only getting all this information on us with all this social media stuff, but it's called Facebook for a reason. They're using our faces to not just market us, but to find us, even in a crowd.
Juju Chang, ABC News. Science fiction almost got it right. Face recognition technology has become part of daily life. But instead of controlling security access to top security facilities, the knowledge is being used to identify them in that crazy picture from last week at the beach party. It all happens, of course, on Facebook, which has been quietly using face recognition software on every photo you upload. Facebook knows me, it knows my friends, it tracks what I like, where I live, and knows my sisters are Christy and Laura, but now Facebook also knows my face and everyone else's. Not just mine, if you are on Facebook, Facebook can recognize your face too. Here's how: while we keep uploading more than 20 billion photos, Facebook has been making biometric fingerprints of all our mugs, and now Facebook has a massive collection of our faces, probably the largest collection in the world. Kinda cool, kinda creepy. Here's how it works. That's our intern, Brenda Williams.
I'm going to upload some photos of myself. She's one of millions of people using this feature already. When Brenda uploads photos, Facebook recognizes her and her friends and says, "Hey, that's you, right?" Most of the time it is, and tagging becomes almost automated. Face recognition technology has been around for a while, mostly used by police. They even scanned people walking into the Super Bowl and caught 19 criminals. The guys at Face.com in Israel showed us how Facebook's technology works. They are the largest facial recognition company online. And once they had my photo, the computer recognized me, no matter where I was, every time. Which got us at Nightline thinking we would trick Facebook. We tried one other way to confuse the computer. I put on a fake mustache, hat, and sunglasses and sent that photo to Face.com. And yes, they recognized me in my cover-up. Which just goes to show, a disguise may fool your friends, but it probably won't fool Facebook.
And it won't fool the Antichrist or the false prophet in the 7-year tribulation. Did you catch that one part? Once they had my photo, the computer recognized me no matter where I was, every time. Which means, you can't run and hide. Oh, but it gets even worse than that. So much so are they scanning our data and photos from us that they might not even wait for you to run and hide. Just like in the Tom Cruise movie, Minority Report, they can now even predict when you'll run and hide with a pre-crime unit and get you before it ever happens.
RT News. Most people are familiar with the plot of the Tom Cruise movie, Minority Report, the concept to have the ability to prevent a crime before they happen. Well, there is a new software system attempting to do something very much like that. Like forecasting the highest risk times and places for future crimes. Accessed through any browser, fixed or mobile, on any internet-enabled device including tablet, smartphones, laptop and desktop computers, beware from intrado searches, sorts and scores billions of commercial records in a matter of seconds, alerting responders to potentially deadly and dangerous situations while en route to, or at the location of a call. Officers already have a lot of this information at their disposal, be it in their cruiser, on their laptop or a number of different databases. What is unique about this particular technology?
Derek A. Smith, Director Cybersecurity Initiatives, Excelsior College.
Well, with this, we've been doing this for years, data collection, intelligence gathering for years. Now we have the new technology to get it done much quicker, and we have that technology right here at our hands. Right here at our hands so we can act quickly with it, to be more proactive with it instead of reactive as in the past.
I was reading on Beware today about this particular technology, and one thing that is unique and stood out to me is that the technology is actually scanning commercial, criminal, and social media information as well as any, quote, comments that could be construed as offensive in order to be able to determine the threat score. Then each suspect that the police are responding to is assessed through this technology, a threat score on different levels. Green, yellow, and red, based on comments they made and the algorithms not only telling you the crime could exist but actually who is going to commit that crime.
That is correct. They are trying to forecast on maybe your past behavior or what is seen on your social media and a change of behavior or things you are boasting about. And they say maybe this person is going to perpetrate a crime in the future. Then they want prevention from the police officer. In other words, they come and round you up because they know you're not worshiping the Antichrist and you plan on running and hiding. This is crazy. Go back to our text in Revelation 13. For the first time in man's history, I believe the question is solved. How in the world are you going to find people all over the planet who refuse to worship the Antichrist, and how are you going to find these resistors and take them out and kill them? Simple, the technology is already here through social media to know where you run and hide and if you even plan on running and hiding. There is no chance to escape, just in time for the 7-year tribulation. The second way this social media technology helps the Antichrist and the false prophet fulfill what they need to do in the 7-year tribulation is you can't buy or sell.
Revelation 13:16-17. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name.
So now we see the penalty for those who not only choose not to worship the Antichrist, but who choose not to receive the mark of the beast. And notice the penalty. You're not going to be able to buy or sell. You're going to be shut out of the system. Says it right there, plain as day. And so again, that's the question, how in the world are you going to shut people out, all around the world, of this system you built that controls all the buying and selling? Again, we're talking on a global basis here. Can you say Facebook? They're not only getting all this information on us to know who we are, where we are, what we're going to do, but they're also using it to determine if we can get a job. You know, the thing we need to buy and sell.
CTV News. We live in an information age and many people comment and put photos on social media daily. If that is you or someone you should know about a new survey. Yes, 60% of employers say they check a person's social media background before hiring, and what you post could prevent you from getting a job. Pat Foran has the story on Consumer Alert.
Pat Foran.
The new survey from CareerBuilder found that 60% of employers will not hire someone until they research how they appear on social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. The findings are similar to a recent study made by Workopolis, Canada's largest online job board that connects companies and job seekers. Marcia Ford says many people don't realize that what they put on the web is often there for everyone to see.
Marcia Ford.
You would be surprised at the number of people who don't put restrictions high on their Facebook profile, allowing just about anybody to see details of their social media life.
Workopolis found 63% of companies check social media before hiring, and 48% of the companies saw something that caused them not to hire. Reasons they didn't hire: excessive drinking or drug use, profanities, racist or sexist comments, suggestive/provocative photos, negative comments about previous employers. Always think before you post.
Be mindful for today. Be mindful of what you are posting, because it will have an impact on your career if you don't.
And many employers are turned off of a person if they look angry in the profile picture. They are more receptive to someone who is kind and smiling. So, a picture is not just worth 1,000 words, it could help you get a job too.
In other words, you won't get that job to buy and sell unless you smile, real big, look happy at all times, obey. Can you believe this? Talk about George Orwell 1984. I mean, what's next? You not only get a threat score with all this social media database information, but a social score to determine whether or not you can buy or sell in the first place. Exactly. And believe it or not, China is already implementing that.
CBS This Morning. By 2020, China plans to give all of its 1.4 billion citizens a personal score on how they behave. So, some people with low scores are already being punished if they want to travel. Nearly 11 million Chinese people could no longer fly, and 4 million are barred from trains. Next week, the program will start expanding nationwide. Ben Tracy is in China with what is behind the government's scoring system. Ben, this sounds like scary stuff. Good morning.
Good morning. The government here said they are trying to purify society by awarding those who are trustworthy and punishing those who are not. So, like the credit score Americans get for how they handle their finances, Chinese citizens are now getting social credit scores based on whether they pay their taxes on time or how they cross the street. When Leo, who recently tried to book a flight, he was told he was banned from flying because he was on the list of untrustworthy people. Leo is a journalist who was ordered by court to apologize for a series of tweets he wrote and was then told that his apology was insincere.
I can't buy property, my child can't go to private school, you feel like you are being controlled by the list all the time.
And the list is now getting longer as every Chinese citizen is being assigned a social credit score. A fluctuating rating based on your behavior. It's believed that community service and buying Chinese-made products can raise your score. Fraud, tax evasion, and smoking in non-smoking areas can drop it. If a score gets too low, a person can be banned from buying plane and train tickets, real estate, cars, and high-speed internet. Now there are upsides for people that the Chinese government consider trustworthy. They can get better interest rates at banks, they can get discounts on their energy bills, and China's online dating site reportedly even boosts the profile for people with high social credit scores.
Wow. So, I can get an extra super-duper spouse if I just do what I'm told, not to mention I can buy and sell a car, or house, or have a bank account from people who are monitoring everything I do, on a massive scale. Not coming in the 7-year tribulation, but already here on a nationwide scale, the largest populated nation on the planet, China. Do you think that's by chance? No way. I believe China is the testing ground to bring this type of totalitarian regime across the whole planet. You put all this together and it sure looks to me like we have the ability for the first time in mankind's history, for one man and his cohort to not only monitor everything and everyone on the whole planet, but to also force them anywhere on the planet to do whatever they say to do. Otherwise they will be rounded up and killed or not be able to buy or sell without their permission. Where have I heard that before? Oh yeah, Revelation 13 warned about that 2,000 years ago as a sign you're living in the last days. That's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning modern technology and the AI invasion to show us that the tribulation is near and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
Like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. The point is this. If you're a Christian today and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front line and help us. Let's get busy working together doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're reading this today and you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now because this monitoring system of the Antichrist and the false prophet is not going to lead to a life beyond your wildest dreams. Jesus said it's going to become mankind's greatest nightmare. Don't fall for the lie. Take the way out now, the only way out now, through Jesus Christ, and avoid the whole thing, before it's too late. Amen?